You're listening to Roundtable. A study conducted by Peking University predicts that half of the Chinese population will have myopia by 2020. That will make approximately 700 million Chinese people suffer from nearsightedness. Is that going to be true, and can that be avoided? Let's talk about the study first.
Sure. So Professor Li Ling from School of Public Health of Peking University did a report on the health quality of the nation in 2016. The report shows that the top health problem for Chinese men is eye-related problems, which is the number two health problem for Chinese women. Myopia is one of the top three diseases that influence human health, according to the World Health Organization, and 50% of the Chinese population will be nearsighted by 2020. And that is a huge number, a lot of glasses.
Yeah, let's talk about Jia Ding, what he's bringing us, chief of the optical department at Shanxi Eye Hospital. Okay, so he said that basically, or he pointed out that over 80% of his patients that are coming to see him are young students, okay? Data shows that 20 years ago, only very few primary school graduates were nearsighted in Shanghai, but now nearly 10% of children aged 6 to 7 who were just enrolled in primary school are nearsighted in the city, and over 50% for grades 3 to 4. So we see that there's just this growing number of eye problems. And here's my take on it. You know, I don't think this is just a specific China thing. I think it's related to not going outside enough, not getting enough stimulation of nature, of sunlight, natural things, stimulating your eyes at a young age when your eyes are maybe developing. I think some of the reasons that could really be hindering this, especially within the past 20 years, are, you know, computer screens, or especially maybe tablets, these kind of things keeping you indoors. I know video games, that's probably why I'm farsighted, meaning I can see far well, but when I look up close, things get a little bit blurry. So that might have something to do with it too. Basically, I think our bodies were made to be outdoors, to be running, to be doing all this stuff. That's how we survived for so long. Now we've got all this unnatural stimulation, and I think we're seeing that this is one of the effects of that.
Yes, and just judging by what Ryan, you've said a few seconds ago,
Yeah. It's
going to be even worse, as now all of us are looking at multiple screens all the time, and the new generation of little kids, they grow up probably with iPads, with the tablets, and
some people are walking down subway stairs,
Yes. Not
looking at anything but a screen.
But even that being said, I still think if I ever had a kid in the future, mm-hmm. I would not prevent him or her from reading tablets from a young age, because for me, the priority would be for the kid to fit into the modern society, to know the technology from a very young age, so maybe the eye problem would be inevitable. The only thing I can think of is to tell the kid to sit up straight and try not to at least staring at the tablet in a very dark environment.
Yeah. You know, I think also technology is trying to solve this problem, realizing how our eyes work. And that is, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, if you know more about computer screens than I do, but I think retina is actually a word that is associated with your eyes, but I know there's this thing called retina display. I assume it's better for your eyes. You also have things like the Kindle, which is supposed to mimic print, right? So, but I think even then, you have to be careful, because when I was younger, my mom would always warn my sister. She loved to read books. So at night was just more time to be given to her favorite book. So, you know, my mom would always say, make sure you have good light on that book. Don't have dim light. Don't have anything other than a good light focused on your book, because even print without a proper light could damage your eyes. Yeah.
Yes, I think that's a very good piece of advice that your mom gave to your sister. And my mom said the same, but she... she had curfew for me, so I had to be back at home at a certain time, and I had to be in bed at a certain time. And when I was a third grader in primary school, I wanted to read my 金庸武侠 novels.
Same
the martial
story
art
for me,
oh,
yes.
Boy.
Novels, and my mom didn't want me to read them, didn't want me to read them at night. What did I do was after they fall asleep, I was reading with a hand light.
Ooh,
yeah,
rebel.
That was not good.
Oh
as
my gosh, we don't condone this on Roundtable, you rebels.
Yes, I was a rebel, I guess. And I had to pay for it, I guess, as I am wearing glasses now. So sometimes you need to listen to Mama's tips and her advice.
And Mama's better managing your kids.
Yeah, but who knows? The future might be more eye surgeries to help these things. Don't rely on it, but it looks bright for these kind of things. Anyways, guys, you heard our tips. Keep those eyes nice and safe.
Yes, that's what we would advise you to do. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.